Good evening again. So today everybody has to wear their masks. If I wear mine, you won't understand me at all. Believe me. I could bring a puppet and just do the puppet for me, like you have the mask on. But today we have the gospel. It's kind of similar to the gospel from last week. And I mentioned last week that God basically creates the world and he lets everything grow and then go in cycles. And when you listen to the gospel, Christ compares the people today like to seeds and to, you know, plants. But when you look at this world and this design, everything is growing here, and then plants, people, animals, and God likes to watch people grow, and also not only like in age, but also, you know, in wisdom, in faith. And we have also the person, there is the enemy that God speaks about the devil is the enemy. But honestly, when you look at your kids, and then you watch your kids grow, and you try to do everything the best for them, send them to school, teach them to the right manners, and then somebody comes along, the enemy, and tries to destroy your kids, destroys, you know, in a way like giving them drugs or teaching them something really evil, tempting them into doing some evil deeds, destroying their character, and then a person like that is destroyed. Somebody else comes in and does even some, you know, even some either evil act to them. And you have to be watchful, you have to be very careful, just like in the gospel, don't fall asleep while you're doing it. Like this man in the gospel today, in the parable, the man falls asleep and somebody comes along, the enemy, and then he brings the wrong seeds into the garden. So you can look at it at our life, at human beings. A lot of beings in this world that, you know, basically care about themselves, about their what you wants only, and they don't care about others. But they enjoy destroying other people, destroying their morals, destroying their, you know, education. And people, there are people like that, believe me. And then you ask yourself, well, what is happening? What just happened to my family? What happened to this neighborhood? Who brought those drugs in? Who brought this stuff in? And why is this going so bad? Because those people basically enjoying putting other people into misery, destroying their lives. You put so much energy into your family, into your kids' education, and then you have to be really watchful what happens along them. You cannot be everywhere, but somebody comes, the enemy, and then destroys. It's just like Christ said it. You have to be always on the guard. And Christ says, this is your enemy. So don't be afraid of the word enemy. It's the enemy, and you should know it. And there's enemies and friends. You know, a friend comes, the person that comes in, that helps you need, that, you know, does something good for your family, that brings joy to your family, brings goodness to your family. But if those persons bring harm, destruction, they're not your friends, they're enemies. Stay away from them. It's not for you to be around them. You see, the world can be a really beautiful place. It's just like you let it grow. As you choose to do the right things, you do the right decisions, you know, attend basically prayer services, you teach your family to live in faith, make them strong. But honestly, there's the second side that wants to destroy it. And then you look at it like around the country and it says, okay, what is happening? Why is there so much evil? What's wrong with those people? Basically, those people were affected already by somebody who was evil, and they're doing now the same stuff, and they're repeating the history, and they don't know how to get out. But some people want to really to get out from the bad life they had and say, start from new, start a new beginning. And sometimes means to cut themselves off from the weeds of the people that basically they are among. You don't have to be a weed till the end of your lifetime and die as a weed. You can change and become this beautiful flower. Believe me, you can change it. So it's not like you say, so I'm cursed because God made me this weed and I cannot move on. And it's like, imagine being a cucumber, you know, something different. you don't have to die as this week. You have free will. God gives you a free will, and then he gives you a brain, you know, your basic abilities, your gifts. And sometimes you have to look at it and says, okay, this is where I'm at. This is where God wants me. This is where I want my soul. Because sometimes people are looking at themselves, so I'm not happy with me. Okay, I have this problem. How do I change it? You have to address the problem and then change it. And sometimes it's good to ask God for help. And believe me, this is how we grow in the world, how we get closer to God. So sometimes people do all the right stuff and they say, oh, what happened to my family? What happened to my kids? You know, they went away from faith. But this is not only you, they have also free will, and there's a lot of people that have an impact on them. So it's good to know, honestly, who are the friends of your kids. It's good to know that, because it's difficult to keep control, you know, of things that you're aware of, you're not aware of. So, like looking at this gospel, you know, surround yourself with good stuff. Surround your family with good people. You know, teach them what is wrong, what is right. And this is, you know, how you can change the life of many, many generations, not only for yourself. Sometimes people get in a really bad spot and says, I cannot get out. You know, I need a little bit of help. But once they really want it, really wish it, they can change not only the life for themselves, but for many generations to follow. You know, only because in your past, you had, you know, people did many bad decisions, doesn't mean they need to follow, you know, into the, what you call it, infinity. You can change it, be that link in the chain when it's okay, this is the change, this is where my family goes, this is how we move on, this is how I follow God. I want to be one of those people. Amen. Now let us.